Welcome back to another episode of What's Up Welland. On today's episode, you're going to hear a couple familiar voices if you're a fan of the show. Paul, we've got Amanda Brait and Andrea DeCenzo from Birchway Niagara back to talk about, well, what they do at Birchway Niagara, but also one of the big events that they have coming up as part of their major and key fundraising initiatives throughout the year.
We know what Birchway does, and this is another opportunity to remind listeners as to what Birchway does. And we know we are in store for a great conversation with Andrea and Amanda because that's how they show up. So without further delay, let's get to it. Back with us on What's Up Welland are very dear friends of the show, both the organization and the people sitting with us today. Amanda Brait, Director of Development and Stewardship, and Andrea DeCenzo, Fundraising and Events Manager for Birchway Niagara, are joining us to talk events, where we left off last time, and just, ladies, thank you so much for coming back to chat with me and Mark.
Thanks for inviting us. We're happy to be here.
Very happy.
So you are return guests. Last time we were on, I'm going to say, was October or so. And at that time, we spoke about Niagara Council had just joined other municipalities and regions in declaring intimate partner violence as an epidemic. It was very new news at that time. Since then, where do you find yourselves? How has that progressed? And has it even progressed? Are there signs of hope? Are there signs of action that you can kind of bring us up to speed on?
So the short answer is that there's still a lot of work that still needs to be done. Part of the work is to continue to keep having these conversations. So I'm really thankful that you are asking this question and keeping it at the forefront. I can share that collectively, members of the Coalition to End Violence Against Women, also referred to as CEVA, they continue to advocate that gender-based violence be included in the community safety and well-being planning and part of the poverty reduction strategy in hopes that it becomes part of the regional strategies, that being that the advocacy continues so that action can be made by committing financial investments towards eradicating abuse. On the note of advocacy, though, I did want to note that Birchway Niagara has a speakers bureau that we formed with a really key volunteers who are very passionate about the work that we do. And so if anybody in the community shares this passion and would like to become more involved and become like a bigger and extended voice of our agency, we do encourage that they reach out to our volunteer coordinator to learn more, but they're out in the community talking about the issue of gender-based violence and the services that Birchway Niagara provides.
So most people are going to be able to deduce what it is that Birchway does based off Paul's question and your answer, but he got a little ahead of himself, a little excited to just dive right in and just really get into all the details of what's been going on with Birchway. But just for anybody who hasn't come across Birchway, anybody who's not familiar with the name, which, you know, we've talked about a couple times, is different than what it was in the past. Who are you? What do you do? What services do you provide the city of Welland specifically, but of course in the broader South Niagara area as well?
Yeah, so Birchway Niagara, formerly Women's Place of South Niagara, was formed in 1981. So we've been a trusted ally to those who are seeking free and confidential services in the community who are faced with the, you know, gender-based violence. Whether it's a partner or another loved one who's being abusive, our counselors are there 24 hours a day to provide compassionate support to help them figure out their options. So we include our outreach services as well. And some of those services include our counseling, our transitional housing, our legal advocacy, and our 24-hour support line. So while we did close our doors in the city of Welland, we do have a strong presence still. So I did mention we have outreach offices. We have Port Coburn and Port Cares, Welland, the Hope Center, and Fort Erie Bridges Community Center. So quite often these are the initial steps that they'll make to connect with one of our counselors. It could be a launch to shelter stay or additional services depending on their needs. So those here in Welland, we do operate Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 8:30 to 4:30 and Fridays from 8 to noon. We continue to work closely with the city of Welland as we did want to continue to have a strong presence, eliminate barriers, and make sure that anybody requiring support has the information they need and can certainly reach out. And we're pleased to share that this partnership has, you know, launched us into a partnership for the 25th annual Economic Development Golf Tournament that we will be receiving some of the proceeds from this year. So excited. And we're also very thankful for the continued funding from the permissive grant that council, you know, approves year after year. So we continue to have a strong relationship with the city of Welland. Our services have not changed. It's just a matter of where people are housed for safety, but anybody across South Niagara is encouraged to reach out if they need support.
So Amanda, you mentioned that it's been about 2 years now since the shelter in the city closed,
right?
Give or take 2 years.
Yes.
So the physical shelter is closed. You're now at the one location in Niagara Falls, but as you mentioned, there's a couple days a week through the Hope Center that you have services available. Have you noticed, has there been any change with, you know, obviously when you have that physical space here in the city, maybe it's much more accessible for some people. And now it's, you know, it's a different type of service that you're offering. Have you noticed any changes, anything different since that shift?
What we actually noticed is there was an actual increase of Welland residents who reached out for support last year than the previous year. So that was actually really hopeful in that, you know, the messaging did get across that we are still available for support. A lot of times families are relocating anyways out of their municipality for safety reasons, at least temporarily. So quite often this was happening. But strangely enough, I knew that this question may come up, and I asked for some stats specific to Welland, and there was more.
Look at you all prepared.
I try.
No big surprise.
But I mean, it's a very fair question that the city of Welland residents may have. And so I hope that reassures them, knowing that we're actually serving more of your community members, even though we're not physically here with our shelter in Welland.
So if we are going to shift gears and shift focus a bit, Andrew, I think this lands in your realm. There is an event coming up. It's one of your annual events, much like Book Riot. This is something that Birchway Niagara is known for, Brunch, Bid, and Bowl. Elevator pitch time. What are the details? Why is this a not-to-be-missed significant event for Birchway Niagara?
Absolutely. Well, you said it, Paul. This is an event that is certainly not to be missed. So this year's Brunch, Bid, and Bowl presented by Niagara Casinos will be taking place Saturday, March 9th at Club Italia, with bowling in the afternoon at Cataract Bowl. Doors will open around 9:30, and we welcome everyone to enjoy a beautiful brunch buffet hosted by Club Italia, of course. Partake in a live auction hosted by the ever-entertaining Lane the Auctionista coming down from Hamilton, our silent auction, and Heads or Tails game. Following brunch and bidding, teams who registered in advance will head over to Cataract Bowl to enjoy about an hour and a half of fun and potentially competitive bowling.
So what makes Lane the Auctionista a character to behold? How do they bring something extra to this event?
Well, certainly people come back to the event every year because of Lane, and they have this great air of entertainment and professionalism that just draws this energy from the crowd and gets them excited about the live auction items that we have on the docket for that year and gets them really amped up to want to support the cause. Lane has a great way of being able to connect our audience with the cause in a way that I think we could never do by ourselves.
So Lane is a returning component of Brunch, Bid, and Bowl. I'm notorious for double-barreled questions, so here you go. One, is there a fundraising goal this year? And two, Lane is a return. Is there anything new about this year's event that you are especially excited about because you're trying something new, and just let's see how this continues to grow and evolve?
Absolutely. So last year when we brought the event back after a short hiatus during COVID, we were really excited because we had the rebrand going on at the same time. Of course, this year we don't have the rebrand going on, but still lots of exciting things. So we do have a goal of about $70,000 for this year, and we are well on our way. Last year, after bringing back the event from a short hiatus, as I mentioned, our goal was kept very humble at about $30,000 because we weren't sure how to gauge how people were feeling about in-person events after COVID. But people were very, very excited and very, very ready to have that connective element of in-person events again. And so we ended up crushing that goal, and it was blown out of the water with a whopping $66,000. So naturally, we're hopeful to crush last year's goal with a $70,000 this year. Some exciting things that are featured at our event this year include our live and silent auction with some notable items like our Uni pizza oven, a Niagara on the Lake experience prize pack with tickets to Shaw performance, accommodations at the Shaw Club Hotel, and a horse and carriage ride. We also have a cake per month for a year from Moody's Bakery in Niagara Falls. We also have a unique wine tasting experience for four guests at Conselman Winery's Luxurious Dome. And we also have a stay and play package for a family of six at the Great Wolf Lodge, which is an incredible prize pack. Very excited about that. And we also have a fully stacked 36 bottle wine cooler and more. So that's just some of the prizes that we have on this year's docket.
Wow. There are several that sound, well, all of them sound fantastic. And I would venture to say that for those who are donating these prizes, they see the value in the work that you're doing, and they see the value in how support for Birchway can really help change and save lives. From a non-donor perspective, from somebody who's maybe a solo person going, well, I don't have a team. How do I support? What can I do? Is this something for me? What can you say to them about participating in Brunch, Bitten, Bowl? And how that is so much more than just them showing up to, you know, throw a few strikes and bid on a couple items. What are they really doing by participating?
Absolutely. So when we closed, as Amanda mentioned, when we closed Serenity Place in Welland and reopened our shelter in Niagara Falls with 40 beds, we didn't receive any additional funding. And so events like this are crucial for ensuring that we fill that fundraising gap, quite honestly, just over $600,000 a year, to be exact. So participating in events like Brunch, Bin, and Bowl can help literally save lives by raising those funds needed to sustain the life-saving programs and services that we offer at our shelter. Events like this give us an opportunity to connect to our community, to our cause, on a deeper level, and ensure that all who've attended who feel like they've made a difference, because they have. So whatever contributions they're bringing to the table, whether it's buying a Brunch, Bin, and Bowl ticket, donating a prize, donating to a team that's already registered and not attending the event, every single person is making a significant impact in raising those funds that we need to run our programs.
So Brunch, Bin, and Bowl happens almost on the heels of, or just within a day of, International Women's Day. Has it always been that way? Are these dates coincidental? Are they intentional? Just how does your event align with that international event?
So it hasn't always, but it is strategic and intentional because it's in line with the work that we do, of course. So International Women's Day is celebrating the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women. It's also a day of call to action, which everybody that's showing up there is doing, which is great. The timing of our event is celebrating all the work that has been done to support an equal place world for women, but also to focus on the work that still is required to be done. The theme of this year's International Women's Day is Inspire Inclusion, and I thought that was very fitting considering we just rebranded to do just that. And in fact, we're really proud to share that in just November of last year, the Association of Fundraising Professionals recognized Birchway Niagara as outstanding leadership and focus on IDEA, so inclusion, diversity, equity, and access. So we really hope that people will take this opportunity to celebrate the women in their lives and learn more by attending this event. And I know I just wanted to, you know, add to the question that you asked before, why the work is so important. Andrea touched on really great points. But one thing that we do like to include with this event is we're going to have a survivor come and share their story and the impact of how Birchway Niagara has actually saved the life of her and her children. So I think sometimes having somebody there to share that, to see and to talk to and listen, I think is really impactful. It's the one event that Birchway Niagara has where everybody is sitting and engaged. And so I really hope that they'll listen to her words and truly understand the impact that they're going to have by participating in the event.
So if people listening want to learn more about Birchway, more about the events that you have, the people that you help, where can they find you? Where's the one-stop shop that you're going to send them to first?
So one-stop shop is birchway.ca, but for event side of things, brunchbiddingbowl.org is where you can purchase your brunching, bidding, and bowling tickets.
Well, Andrea, Amanda, thank you so much for coming back to talk the event, but especially just in general, Birchway Niagara and all that you are doing for Welland, for our community.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Paul.
You know that my favorite way to end every episode is with thanks for our guests for taking time to join us, to chat with us, to just bring the energy of whatever that conversation is. So Andrea, Amanda, thank you for continuing the Birchway Niagara narrative on What's Up Welland. Mark, what's your takeaway from wrapping up with these ladies today?
Yeah, always happy to have Andrea and Amanda here to talk about what they're doing at Birchway and certainly the events that they've got coming up, because fundraising, as is the case for so many nonprofits, is such a huge component of what they do and how they're able to provide the great services that they do. And in this case, you know, working through the Hope Center and serving the people of Welland with their services and programs is so incredibly important. So, yeah, I'll echo your thanks to Birchway Niagara and Andrea and Amanda specifically, but all their workers and everybody who volunteers. And if you want to catch up on our past conversations with Birchway, we've had a couple different Birchway members on. You can do so at engagewelland.ca/podcast, and that's where you can find all of our future episodes as well. And we hope you'll join us next time.